There are also some unsettling revelations today about the conduct of the war in Afghanistan. They stem from a U.S. airstrike that a German commander called in September. The target was two fuel trucks that the Taliban had seized. The airstrike destroyed the trucks, but it also killed 30 civilians. Today, Germany's top soldier in Afghanistan, Wolfgang Schneiderhan, resigned over the affair. It seems he knew the strike had killed civilians, even though the German government was denying it. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
General Schneiderhan is accused of deliberately sitting on information about those civilian deaths following the airstrike. Today, Germany's defense minister, Karl Theodor zu Guttenberg, announced Schneiderhan's departure at a meeting of the German parliament.
Der Generalinspekteur hat mich gebeten, ihn von seinen Dienstpflichten zu entbinden.
Gutenberg said the general has asked me to relieve him of his duties, and even if I hear sarcastic laughter now, I would like to thank him for his decades of service to our country. At the same time, other German leaders sought to distance the current administration of Angela Merkel from the scandal.
Allerdings ist auch eins wahr, ich hatte damals die Information.
Labor Minister Franz Josef Jung was foreign minister when the airstrike occurred. Today he said that Afghan officials had told him a number of civilians were killed or injured, but he said the officials later stated that the Taliban and their allies were responsible. The government has promised to make public a report that General Schneiderhan had insufficient information about the danger to civilians just prior to the airstrike, and yet he failed to share that information with his superiors. Germany's opposition parties are awaiting that report eagerly. Former Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier now leads the opposition in parliament.
Wir wissen bis zum gegenwärtigen Zeitpunkt nicht, wer die politische Verantwortung dafür trägt.
He said, we still don't know who's going to bear the political responsibility for this disdainful treatment of parliament and the public. And this is why I believe that a parliamentary inquiry into this matter is unavoidable. The airstrike scandal could have an impact far beyond Germany. Its reverberations could reach all the way to Washington. Today's New York Times reports that President Obama is asking allies such as Germany to send a total of 10,000 more troops to Afghanistan. But the revelations about General Schneiderhan could make Germans even less enthusiastic about answering Mr. Obama's call. Opinion polls suggest a majority of Germans want their soldiers to come home. Today's scandal could well discourage Germany from sending even the 120 soldiers it's pledged. So says Professor Cord Jacobite of the University of Hamburg.
So maybe the consequence would be, 80 or 90, so they reduce it a bit further, and there will be more pressure on an exit option that should be on the table, confirmed 2012, 2013, reduction of German participation, etc. That's imaginable. That's something that might happen as a consequence of a scandal around this thing heating up.
Germany isn't the only NATO country likely to resist the latest U.S. calls for more troops. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has said he won't send any more soldiers. But outside NATO, there's at least one country willing to pony up, Georgia. It's responding to political pressures of its own. Georgians hope to be invited into the NATO club one day. Fighting in Afghanistan is one way to score points. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.